نعبد ونستعين ونستغفر ونؤمن بالله ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القران المجيد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياه ليبلوكم ايكم احسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. لبس تحدث ساكت. This is سوره الملك. This is the beginning of the 29th surah. And if you read the Quran, you will see that as you move to the last part of 29th and 30th surah, the more and more the surahs are dealing with Qiyamah, the Akhirah, the sense of accountability to Allah for whatever we do. And that is understandable, because a man, a child is born and he lives in this world. And then eventually he died. Now alhamdulillah, I don't think any Muslim, even an unsuspecting, does not believe that he is not going to die. The problem is that we all know that we are going to die. And we also know that we are not given any forewarning either. There are many people and many friends who have been terribly sick and they bounce back. And suddenly they came afterwards. At the same time, they have been sentenced where a person is absolutely hale and hearty, goes out of his home to do chores, whatever it is, and suddenly they die. Because as far as the point of death is concerned, that is the knowledge of Allah. Allah is the only one who knows. And when the time comes, then at that time neither go forward nor go backward. So what a time can happen. How many friends we have buried like this? Few days ago, you all were here, those of you who were here, when Abdul Muhammad of Makala died, what happened? Traveling back and goes back and dies. About a month ago, I lost another dear friend of mine. He died on 29th of November. It happened to be a Saturday. And Friday night, I was with him until about 10 o'clock in the night. I was talking to him. Even though he was elderly, but he had no sickness. I was with him until about 10 o'clock. And I said, Khuda Hafiz, because next day I was leaving for overseas. And I'm going to come back after a month. And I told him to look, I'll see you when I come back, inshallah. He said, inshallah, I'll wait for you. And the next day, that is Saturday when I was leaving, and I was at the airport just about to go to the aeroplane, I received a phone call from his son. His father had passed away. It was absolutely unbelievable. But this kind of unbelievable thing happens. If you read the Surah Al-Mu'minun, the very first verse, Quran uses the word ghaflat. We have to more alone. We are here. Everybody knows. But we are in a state of obliviousness. We are in a state of forgetfulness. We are in a state of intoxication. In such a way that we don't know what to do. We think that's how it is going to be. Like somebody is sound asleep. And you shake him up. To wake him up. only then we will wrestle. But he is completely ignorant of his environment, what will happen. That's what happened to us. And the verse which I just recited from Surah Al-Mulk. When you read the Quran, don't read the Quran thinking, but that was given to the Sahaba or the Sallam as thinking, you see what Quran is saying to you. Naturally, you will not be able to interpret the verses, though that you are not expert. Fine. But at least the simple verses, it gives you command, it tells you right and wrong, it tells you what is what you should do, what you should not do, just simple. And therefore you act upon it. Now, there's a verse, there's a couplet, Baal says, Yeh raaz kisi ko nahi maloom tu momin. Yeh raaz kisi ko nahi maloom tu momin. Paari nazar aata hai haqiqat mein hai Quran. This secret, no one knows that the momin who appears to be the reciter of the Quran, in fact, he is an embodiment of the Quran itself. In other words, the dictates of the Quran demand action and that you do accordingly. Then it means something else. Reciting the Quran, certainly you would get the sawab. The Quran says the word, we use the word talawat, talajatru, talawat. What does talawat mean? Talawat actually in Arabic means to follow. Therefore it means that you read, you understand, and then you act upon it. This is what Quran says. Now the verse which I just recited from Surah Al-Mulk, Allah Ta'ala says that blessed is he in whose hand is the power or kingdom, sovereignty, Al-Mulk. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he is all powerful. He has control over everything. كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Har cheez par. Koi cheez chhodi hui nahi hai. Zameen, aasman, kahin bhi nahi. Har cheez par wo qadir hai. Ye qudrat hai usko. He's got authority and power over everything. كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. He is the one who is so powerful, who is so mighty. He is the one who created خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. That he is the one who has created death and also has created hayat, that is life. But you think a little bit carefully. Here Allah Ta'ala uses the word maut first and hayat afterward. It should have been other way around. Because we are alive, we are here. So life came first. And therefore, Quran should have said hayat first, life, and death afterward. But Quran reversed the order. Quran said, no. He is the one who has created maut, death, and the hayat as it was ordered. This is understandable. The reason is this. This life where we are living is a temporary life. And eventually we are going to die. So that death which interrupted the life here, that began somewhere else. And therefore the hayat which came afterward, it continues. It is a qiyamah. After the qiyamah, it continues all the way. You are there all the time. Now you understand why Allah Ta'ala says maut first and hayat afterward. Because hayat will continue in the next world. But we are oblivious. We are forgetful. We are neglectful. We hardly process our mind. Then are we accountable to Allah, to our deen? Yes, mentally, people may believe it. People will say it. But do we actually act upon it in the sense to avoid that Allah Ta'ala asked us to avoid? Now, whatever we do, Allah Ta'ala says, whatever you do openly and secretly, we know. As Awadat Hazakim Sahib says, what a pity and how foolishness on the part of man is that he is carrying his evidences, witnesses with himself. His hands will give evidence. His eyes will give evidence. His feet will give evidence. Read Surah Yasin, even our skin will give evidence. So these are our evidences. These are our witnesses. And yet we don't worry about it. We don't think about it. These are the witnesses who will stand up on that day and will speak. What did you do with your eyes? What did you do with your head? What did you do with your feet? All of these things are accountable to Allah, and this is the evidence. Why Allah Ta'ala created them? خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that Allah Ta'ala will test you. Which of you is the best in your action, in your deed? For testing is concerned, that is natural. Because the thing is this, when we say we are a mu'min, the Quran says that in the place, أَحْسَبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we have created you in vain? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you believe and you think by mistake or mistakenly that you are not coming to come back to us? Is that what you think? أَحْسَبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, do the people think that they say amanna, then iman lie, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and they will not be tested. وَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, हमने इससे पहले भी लोगों को आजमाया. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam was tested, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was tested, Sahaba Karam was tested, Hazrat Bilal was tested, Hazrat Suhaib was tested, Hazrat Qubayb was tested, Umar ibn Yasir was tested. So where we are? The thing is, if we completely forget about this, we think this is the world which is. Babar Bayesh Ghosh ke Alam Dubara Nis, Hoshan Kapla says, oh Babar, before he made Tawbah, I'm talking about that time, before he made Tawbah, he said, Babar, live out of this world, because this world is not going to get it again. But when he made Tawbah, he used to drink alcohol, wine. And when he came to attack, to invade India, it was beginning of the Mughal Empire. He made such a tawbah on the battlefield that Allah has granted it. The thing is this, the point I'm making is this, what Quran is saying is this, that this life which we have been given is for what? Because as far as the animals are concerned, they also do the same thing. But is that what it is? Allah Ta'ala says, كَفَ حَسِبْتُ الْجَهَبِيُّ. You think mistakenly that we have created you in vain, وَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ, that we have created you in vain, so we're not coming back to us. Is that what you're thinking? But that was the Meccan used to say. That's how the Meccan used to taunt Rasulullah Sallam. When the Ayyan Mursa, kab aayegi bhai, kab qiyamat aayegi, kamas tum dara rahe ho, kab qiyamat aayegi, when this will come? Allah Ta'ala says, yes, it's very near. There's a hadith, Rasulullah says, man maat, qamat qiyamat hu. The one who dies, his qiyamat begins. When the eventual qiyamat will come, which Allah Ta'ala is talking about, whenever it comes. But every day, qiyamat is coming. Every day it is happening. We are losing our friends every day. We are losing our relations every day. So as far as those who die, their process has started already. And therefore, as far as accountability to Allah is concerned, that is part and parcel that will be there. Allah Ta'ala says so. Either you don't believe, that's something else. Well, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which of you is the best in your action? What does it mean there? Amal? But naturally, amal is two types. Amal is salih, good deed, Quran talks about it all the time. And bad deed. Now who decides about good and bad? The whole mental makeup of the Muslim all over the world. Muslim countries included, they are in a state of complete forgetfulness. On 25th of December, happened to be Christmas Day, I left Karachi and I was going to Qatar. Now, thank God, alhamdulillah, that in Pakistan, 25th of December, which is a holiday because of the Qaeda Azam's birthday. So there are Christmas celebrations that may be happening in the private or hotels within the boundary wall or something. But outwardly, the public, there were no demonstrations or anything to know that this is Christmas. But lo and behold, the Arab countries, you get on the Abu Dhabi airport, you see the Christmas tree. You see it go in Qatar, which is supposed to be conservative Arab country, on the road, all the Christmas trees and the light Christmas trees. Every Muslim country, every Arab country. Now, Valentine's Day. Who is Valentine? Any Sahabi? Any one of us? But look what the Western culture has done. Even in Arab countries, Muslim countries, including Pakistan, they are selling red roses and Valentine's being demonstrated on the TV. And then you expect Allah Ta'ala to help you. We should look in ourselves. I understand that those children who go to the school, you have no control over it in that sense. Education, you have to do it. But these schools, small children, they ingrain in their mind from the beginning and ask them or their parents, and parents also agree to dress them in the red and send them to the school, and they, what is the day? Valentine's Day. This is our hero. But any parent object? Has any parent said, no, I will not do that? But wherever the parents have come together, for example, trousers, they have to conceive. But we have to start off. So when Allah Ta'ala talks about the amal, ayyukum ahsanu amala, then amal permeates everywhere in our ibadat, in our ma'amalat, in our akhlaq. I can't give names, but it hurts. If there is from the good family, if you come across such incidents of akhlaq, then it is something to think about. Allah Ta'ala gives life and sehat to Maulana Patel Sahib. And alhamdulillah, you are lucky that you have him here. You listen to him. And many have changed their life. The thing is that he comes away, his chest full of womb, because he knows people are coming to him. We come to know lots of things. But why it is happening? That is the question. Our namaz, roza, zakat, five ibadat, alhamdulillah, we do it. But the ibadat, the namaz, roza, zakat, they are not the objective by themselves. They are means to achieve something else. And when we do something wrong, we think nobody is watching. Nobody is saying it's okay. So, oh, Allah Ta'ala is very rahim. Allah Ta'ala is very merciful. Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving. Our health working staff to go to Karachi in his Farka. The couplets are written there. One couplet says, جو کرتے ہو تم چپ کے اہل جہاں سے جو کرتے ہو تم چپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تمہیں آسمان سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تمہیں آسمان سے Whatever we do, in this world, hiding from the people as such. So don't forget, somebody from above the heaven's side, that Allah is also watching. On the day of judgment, you will be all exposed. That's why we make the dua. Oh Allah, don't debase us in the day of judgment. La tughna yawm al-qiyamah. This is because on that day, all public everything is open. Now, how do we correct ourselves? That is the issue. We all know very well, Maulana Patel Sahib gives the vaaz, Maulana Maka gives the vaaz, everybody gives the vaaz. Everybody listens to it. Everybody says, Haan bhai, bada achhi baat kahi, bada achhi baat kahi, Maulana, bada achhi talk. But sawaal ye hai, ki talk ka effect kya hua? What was the result of this? What was the consequence of this? Have we learned anything? Have we tried to do anything about it? Or as soon as we get out of the masjid, then alhamdulillah, jo guna kije sawab hai. That's how we do. So the thing is this, when we are dying, have we prepared anything for this? We should be prepared 24 hours. You never know what happened. I'll just give you the example. How many friends just died? And if that is the case, how do we correct ourselves? For example, namaz. Allah Ta'ala says, "Wa namaz inna salat anha al-fashaa al-munkar." That the salat stops you from committing acts of indecency and evil. That is stopping. Does it do anything to us? Yes, we are making namaz. As our Hakim Sahib says, we make the Tarawih 20 rakat. Even after 20 rakat, some people make even nafal after that. So 1.5 hours plus another 2 minutes for nafal. Or a takaf, we do this. So 24 hours almost. Thus, as I said, if to make nafal, 20, 30, 40 rakat is easier to do that. But to struggle yourself against the temptation of your heart not to commit that which your nafs is asking you is a struggle, is a hard way. If the nafs is demanding to commit sin, and you struggle and work hard, I will not do it, and stop it, there is a struggle involved. If you come to the masjid anyway, if you came before the azan, you can make the hajjul masjid, make a nafs. I have seen people lots of nafal they are making. As Hakim Sahib said, bhai, nafal mat padho, don't make nafal, but you abstain from the sin. Allah Ta'ala's promise of sawab is on abstention of sin. And not so much on our ibadat the way we do it. But the idea is that you avoid that sin which Allah Ta'ala asks you to avoid. You abstain from it. Do's and don'ts. And be accountable. We make mistakes. We make error. Fine. But Allah Ta'ala has opened the door for you. Tawbah. Make tawbah. Tawbah is that you will not do it again. That's how it is. And therefore the idea is really, all the information that we are talking about, all is the book. The Quran, if you read Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, you read Surah Azab, Surah number 33. You read Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24. All social matters are being discussed. All do's and don'ts are being discussed here. But we think it is for somebody else. You see, Allah Ta'ala, we are born Muslims, those of us who are born Muslims. We don't worry about it, we don't think it. But ask a non-Muslim who becomes a Muslim. Recently, you must have seen in Switzerland, there was a big protest about the minaret of the mosque. And the man who was spearheading the movement, his name was Strice. He was the one movement not to allow the minaret to go. And what happened? Somehow he started reading the Quran and he became Muslim. And now he says, I am going to build a 6th mosque in Switzerland with minaret. Point I'm making is, we as a born Muslim, we think everything is okay and forget. no worry about it. But the non-Muslim, when he accepts Islam, he accepts Islam knowingly, understandingly, the consequences and everything will go along with it. And therefore it is important for us to learn, to correct ourselves with the teacher and ask what's wrong with our namaz, what's wrong with our heart, what's wrong with our this or this, and then you will be able to get what it is. What I have spoken here, I myself deserve the same admonition, same decency. If you have understand, you get in good. But the idea is to act upon it. And if you act upon it, just remember that we all are accountable to Allah for our deeds. And remember that verse that Hazrat Hakim Sahab, the first day of some Sufi Ali Jahase, who is the extra head to Jay Asmas.